Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie
and
Pow Pow Paula.
That's the cutest nickname in the whole world, Pow Pow.
Yeah, thank you,
Paula. And this is Daniel's fiance.
Yes.
And Daniel is here too.
Yes.
All right. And we got to hear Daniel's testimony last time, and that was really exciting. Kind of mind-blowing, actually, you know, to hear all that he went through, but that the Lord claimed him as his own, and that's a beautiful thing. Yeah. The Lord's done the same in your life, yes?
Yes, yeah, he has.
Jeannie?
Well, we're talking right now about how we came to know the Lord and the difference that it made in our lives. So, do you remember when you gave your life over to the Lord?
Yeah, I remember. It was a time when I was actually very young. I was around high school, like my junior year of high school. I actually grew up in a Christian home. However, my dad passed away as a young kid, and we just stopped going to church. And I remember my aunt was still a Christian, so she'll invite me every like year to go to church. And then that one time, she invited me one time, and I went. I just remember it was like the church where we grew up with, and I remember just feeling the presence of God once. I was like, okay, this is God. He's real. He's real. So then from there, before I gave my life to the Lord, I actually would drink a lot. I was a party animal, actually.
Party girl? Okay.
Yeah, so I would just go to parties all the time. I remember I would take care of my older siblings. They would come home drunk, and I would take care of them. I was only 12 years old, and I would watch over them. Yeah, and then from there, I will, you know, drink. I will smoke weed, and it will be laced with other drugs as well. And then I just felt very broken before I actually met the Lord. I remember feeling like no one loved me because, like, my dad wasn't around. My mom worked a lot. My siblings were always, you know, drinking, partying up. I felt just broken. I felt like I didn't know who I was.
You must have felt awfully alone.
Huh? Yeah, I felt very alone. I was like, I'm getting emotional.
That's all right.
So Abby just, was crying when she was done.
Yeah, it's very emotional, like, knowing that there's a God out there. And you try to find your identity in other things. And I remember my sister, she married into a Christian family. Like all her husband's family, they're all pastors and all that. And one time he invited me to a Bible study with my sister. And from there, that the lady, she would take me to like her Bible studies. And she's the one actually who introduced me about Teen Challenge. And I didn't want to go, because I felt like I wasn't ready. I felt like I didn't want to give my old life away still. I wanted to still
have some control.
Yeah, some control. I was very prideful before. I didn't know that a God will love me because...
Right. Love just melts that wall down, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it does. So it took me about 4 years to actually go into Teen Challenge.
Okay.
It took me a while, yeah, but I'm glad I went. I was around 20 years old.
Are you a little of the stubborn side?
Yeah, I'm very stubborn, which is very, like, I still work on that. Like, God is, you know, he just works in that area with me still.
But once you made a decision, you went forward.
Yeah, I didn't stop. Like, I thought 1 year, I thought I was only going to go for a week. So I fell in love with Teen Challenge. I fell in love with all the love that was there because it was God-centered. And then that's where I actually met my fiancé, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was cool getting to know the Lord through Teen Challenge because it's all Christian-based. It's all God-centered. And I remember just feeling his love and feeling, like, accepted and...
Do the people in your life, in your family, do they notice a difference in your life now?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They look. My older sister, she tells me now, you're my role model. I look up to you now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. How fun is that?
Yeah, and I'm the youngest out of five. Uh-huh. Now, so, well, actually, I have other siblings, but that's another story.
Okay. We'll save that for next time.
Yeah.
So, as I'm listening to you, I'm hearing of a number of people that God put in your life at just the right time.
Yes, the right time.
Mm-hmm. And how kind and how patient God is as he calls us, you know? And you seem to be much loved by the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I can tell that by somebody else might say there were coincidences in my life, but no. They weren't coincidences. They were planned by God. People that you meet, people that prayed for you, people that encouraged you, people that waited for you for those 4 years for you to come into Teen yeah. Challenge. And then when you got into Teen Challenge, what was the best part about it?
The best part about Teen Challenge?
Yeah.
Probably the structure and, uh-huh. you know, doing Bible study every day, getting to know the Word of God, reading the Bible, and hearing other people's stories as well, their testimonies.
That does help, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It does help.
Then you know you're not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Greg used to say that the difference between a recovery program and Teen Challenge is they have Jesus.
Oh, yes. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, yeah. And what is their recovery rate? Isn't it 80-something? 86%, which is uncalled for.
Yeah.
If you know anybody right. who has a drug or alcohol problem, teen doesn't mean they're teenagers. It's just what it was called because it started with teenagers, but any age. And you can look up Teen Challenge. There's local chapters all over the United States. Mm-hmm. And they change lives because they get them to commit to Jesus Christ, who gives them a reason to live and focus. And with the power of the Holy Spirit coming in, they can say no to their temptations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's an amazing program, and we've been involved with them for how many years now, honey?
20.
20 years.
Wow, 20.
Yeah. So you'll also hear them say, and that it is it's not so much a recovery program as it is a discipleship program where you actually learn to be a serious follower of Jesus Christ. And then he does the changes in your life, yeah?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Well, that's just a beautiful that you shared that with us.
Does she have a time to say her favorite verse?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay, so it's Psalms 27:10. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me in. He will receive me.
And what's that mean to you?
To me, it means that even though I felt alone throughout my years, God was always there for me. He saw me for who I am and still accepted me through all my flaws. And still, I still have flaws, but he still accepts me no matter what. So he cares for me. He cares for everyone, so... You know, never have those doubts where you feel like no one's watching you. The Lord's watching you. He cares for you.
Good. He's never going to leave you.
You shared that so beautifully. I just thank you, Peppa.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, I have a question on the side, though. Mm-hmm. When you get mad at somebody, you don't pow-pow.
No, I do not.
Which cartoon is that from?
Just Batman, I think.
Batman. Okay.
Pow, crunch.
That's funny. No, I don't.
Okay. Well, we love you dearly, and we know that the Lord loves you dearly even more. So let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for allowing us to sit with Pow Pow and just to share about your great love and the way that you worked in her life in a miraculous way, that Father, you were there all along and you knew where she would end up, Lord. And Father, even at that, you're not done blessing her life. So encourage her, Father, even right now, and encourage anybody who's listening, who's in that place where they're lonely or they don't know what they're missing, but they know they're missing something. And I pray for them right now, Lord, just as Paola was prayed for. We pray for anybody who's listening who needs you. Draw them into that close, tight relationship with you, Father, now. For we pray this in Jesus' wonderful name, and everyone says,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you soon.